Now that the US presidential election has been certified, big tech companies are preparing themselves for 4 more years of the Orange Man. And so far, the biggest switch up from mortal enemy to loyal ass kisser is being made by the company formerly known as Facebook. That's right, the new Zuck has a gold chain, a smile that's less robotic, and is pulling way back on the censorship across his social media empire. You all probably remember how things were during the COVID lockdowns, where you weren't allowed to say anything that deviated even slightly from the established narrative. Back in the early 2020s, you couldn't talk about the idea that COVID-19 might have come from a lab leak in Wuhan, even though in current year, that's an established fact. You couldn't even discuss going outside and getting lots of sunlight and exercise to strengthen your immune system against diseases like COVID, because that would also have gone against the lockdown narrative. Now, one of the results of this Orwellian censorship was the creation of new online platforms that were more favorable towards conservative opinions. And of course, Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter brought a similar culture shift to that existing platform as well. But none of these new sites are really able to compete with the OG social network. For one, Facebook has the first mover advantage, RIP MySpace. And even if any one social media platform was able to outcompete Facebook, they can't outcompete the entire Meta dynasty that Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and Threads are all a part of. But despite Meta having arguably more control over global communications than any single US company, they still fear the dawn. Which is why we have this new video announcement from the Zuck himself.
Hey everyone, I want to talk about something important today, because it's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram. I started building social media to give people a voice. I gave a speech at Georgetown 5 years ago about the importance of protecting free expression, and I still believe this today. But a lot has happened over the last several years. There's been widespread debate about potential harms from online content. Governments and legacy media have pushed to censor more and more. A lot of this is clearly political, but there's also a lot of legitimately bad stuff out there. Drugs, terrorism, child exploitation. These are things that we take very seriously, and I want to make sure that we handle responsibly. So we built a lot of complex systems to moderate content. But the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. Even if they accidentally censor just 1% of posts, that's millions of people. And we've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent elections also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech. So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes, similar to X, starting in the US. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop about how misinformation was a threat to democracy. We tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth. But the fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the US. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system. Second, we're going to simplify our content policies and get rid of a bunch of restrictions on topics like immigration and gender that are just out of touch with mainstream discourse. What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms. Third, we're changing how we enforce our policies to reduce the mistakes that account for the vast majority of censorship on our platforms. We used to have filters that scanned for any policy violation. Now, we're going to focus those filters on tackling illegal and high-severity violations. And for lower-severity violations, we're going to rely on someone reporting an issue before we take action. The problem is that the filters make mistakes, and they take down a lot of content that they shouldn't. So by dialing them back, we're going to dramatically reduce the amount of censorship on our platforms. We're also going to tune our content filters to require much higher confidence before taking down content. The reality is that this is a trade-off. It means we're going to catch less bad stuff, but we'll also reduce the number of innocent people's posts and accounts that we accidentally take down. Fourth, we're bringing back civic content. For a while, the community asked to see less politics because it was making people stressed, so we stopped recommending these posts. But it feels like we're in a new era now, and we're starting to get feedback that people want to see this content again. So we're going to start phasing this back into Facebook, Instagram, and Threads while working to keep the communities friendly and positive. Fifth, we're going to move our trust and safety and content moderation teams out of California, and our US-based content review is going to be based in Texas. As we work to promote free expression, I think that it will help us build trust to do this work in places where there is less concern about the bias of our teams. Finally, we're going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world that are going after American companies and pushing to censor more. The US has the strongest constitutional protections for free expression in the world. Europe has an ever-increasing number of laws institutionalizing censorship and making it difficult to build anything innovative there. Latin American countries have secret courts that can order companies to quietly take things down. China has censored our apps from even working in the country. The only way that we can push back on this global trend is with the support of the US government. And that's why it's been so difficult over the past 4 years when even the US government has pushed for censorship. By going after us and other American companies, it has emboldened other governments to go even further. But now we have the opportunity to restore free expression, and I am excited to take it. It'll take time to get this right, and these are complex systems, so they're never going to be perfect. There's also a lot of illegal stuff that we still need to work very hard to remove. But the bottom line is that after years of having our content moderation work focus primarily on removing content, it is time to focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our systems, and getting back to our roots about giving people voice. I'm looking forward to this next chapter. Stay good out there, and more to come soon.
So once again, Facebook is taking pages out of X's playbook by replacing their so-called fact checkers with a community notes feature. Now, I actually like this approach because if you're going to do fact-checking on an online space at all and not just let it be a true free speech platform, I think it's better for that process to be more democratic instead of just having a small cabal of people deciding what's true and what's not. That's part of the reason why we ended up in that Orwellian nightmare during COVID in the first place, because those global lockdowns and mandates to take an experimental vaccine only actually benefited a small number of people who could more easily bribe the fact checkers to control that narrative online when truth wasn't being crowdsourced. The Zuck also said that they're pulling back on censorship around gender discussions, which is how we get these headlines saying that Meta is now going to let users say that gay and trans people have mental illness. And not to get too political here, but I think we're going to see a continued decline in the protections against criticism of some of these sacred cows in the next few years, because a lot of people in the Democratic Party are starting to realize that these identity politics are not great for business. When you see political discussions online, they tend to favor more liberal-leaning views, of course, depending on what site you go to. And part of the reason for this is that young people are much more active online than seniors are. And young people are also generally more left-leaning, both socially and fiscally. But when it's actually election time, most of these young people don't go out to vote. In fact, less than half of them even bother to register to vote. And the same is true with political donations. Young people are generally broke and can't spend very much money on their favorite candidate's campaign. At the same time, a lot of the woke stuff really seems to turn off older independent voters, which is pushing some of them to vote Republican and causing Democrats to lose more political races. So yeah, unless there's a shift in voter demographics or some other black swan event, I'm predicting that the culture pendulum is going to keep shifting right and drag the social media sites with it, which is also going to likely result in a reduction of conservative opinions being repressed and possibly them even being promoted online. And the opposite is probably going to happen with liberal opinions online, which brings me to the next major Meta change. Dana White is now on Meta's board of directors, and the company is pushing hard to delete internal criticism about him. Because, big surprise, a lot of the employees at Facebook don't like the Trump-supporting MMA guy, and so Facebook's internal community engagement expectations is claiming that a lot of the criticism against Dana White is a violation of those rules, and they're removing a lot of those internal posts. And finally, Meta is planning to move what is left of their online moderation team out of California and into Texas. Now, this could be a bittersweet change as far as long-term Texas residents are concerned, because over the past few years, a lot of people from more liberal states like New York and California have been moving to Texas. And while I'm sure some of them are doing a good job of assimilating into the culture of Texas, a lot of these migrants are bringing the same culture with them that wrecked the economy and quality of life in their home states to Texas. And it would be a shame to see one of the most American states in the country go down the same route that those backward shithole states went. So will Meta enter into a new era of being based? Or is it all just a ruse to keep making money and try to avoid new executive order regulations being brought against them? Tell me your thoughts in the comments below. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm. And buy some of my stylish merch from my website, base.win. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.